Many people report having trouble with meditation when trying to quell their internal dialogue. This visualization will teach you a simple technique you can use in many situations to control your thoughts. When you control what is going on in your neocortex, it is the first step in really getting in communication with your unconscious mind and the minds above. This technique is known as the quantum collapse of thought. It is loosely based on an aspect of quantum theory called Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, which states, locating a particle in a small region of space makes the momentum of the particle uncertain, and conversely, that measuring the momentum of the particle precisely makes the position uncertain. The way this visualization works is simply this. It is similarly impossible for the normal human mind to have a thought and be able to think about that thought at the same time. Perhaps the irony is that this is only true for the normal state of mind. When you are in a deep meditative state, the quantum collapse of thought itself collapses. Now you can do this meditation sitting up or lying down, but I advise sitting up only as you may fall asleep if you're lying down. That said, if you're ever awake in the middle of the night and can't get back to sleep, this is a great way to do it, so a bit of a bonus for you. Ideally sit in a chair with your back straight and your feet uncrossed flat on the floor. Put your hands on your lap or the chair arms, but not crossed, and close your eyes slowly. Let your body relax and become aware of your breath. No doubt there are a number of thoughts going on in your head. Just spend some time to let the thoughts of the day circulate around. Just be aware of them for now. Now let all the tension fall away from your body, starting with the top of your head, down your arms into your hands, down your chest into your solar plexus, and all the way down from your upper back to your lower back, through your pelvis, down your thighs, down the back of your thighs, down the front of your legs, down your calves, into your ankles, into your feet, and into your toes. Just breathe smoothly and slowly, and let the thoughts of the day play around in your head. You might even ask them what they're doing there. So as each thought comes in, just do that. Just ask them where they came from, what they're made of, and where they're going. Notice that when you do this, the original thought actually disappears and is replaced by the question you just asked. So just spend a little time playing with that as a thought. So how was that? That's right, you can make your thoughts collapse in on themselves. It really is that easy. By the way, while you were doing this, did it occur to you what accent your thoughts were actually speaking in? Is it the same or different from your speaking voice? There's a thought. Hopefully you're now comfortable with this technique. Let's take it a little deeper. Put your tongue up to the roof of your mouth and imagine a point inside your brain 2 or 3 inches above the tip of your tongue and about an inch back. into the cave of the original spirit, and with a sense of where this point is, bring your thoughts from the front of your brain into this area. And from this point, now pay attention to the thoughts in the front of your brain as if you're an observer, and just notice the difference. Start to breathe power and insight in from the base of your spine on the outside up to the top of your head, and then breathe out with grace and thanks from the top of your head to the base of your spine, but on the inside of your spine. Take 7 in and out breaths in this way. Notice where your thoughts are now and what they are about. So now let's learn another meditative technique. Yes, that's right, you were just meditating on the breath just then. It's that easy. Again, just check where your consciousness is lying. Make sure it's in the center of your brain and that you are just enjoying this experience as an observer. Now the words Mona Oha mean I trust. Now on your in-breath, I want you to think of the word Mona, and on the out-breath, think of the word Oha. Do this 9 times. Again, notice where your thoughts have been and what they were about. Notice how a mantra modifies your mode of thought. So when you started this visualization, what were you thinking about? What are you thinking about now? Where have your thoughts been going? Where are the new thoughts coming from? Just take another minute to experiment with these new techniques and pay special attention to any new thoughts or light bulb moments that come in. So well done. How easy was that? You can do this pretty much any time, anywhere, And like anything else, the more you do it, the better you get at it. And the quality of your insights and writing will improve out of all recognition. Shortly, I'll ask you to open your eyes, but just spend a moment to thank your future self, thank your guides or your God for the insights you've just received or for those that are on the way. And when you are ready, slowly open your eyes, have a good stretch, and come back into your room. Mona Ohar.